Welcome to Joy Moments, the podcast where we spread stories of joy to make ripples of joy throughout the world. I'm Lacey here with Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Lacey.
I'm really excited today because we're going to dive into a bunch of threads that we got as a response to a call out for joy. And it is delightful.
It was delightful when I went on and looked. It made me so happy. And I'm like, this is what social media should be. Just sharing those moments of joy. That would be amazing.
Okay. Skincare 360 says, just got a physio assessment. I thought my glute pain was due to my back injury from last year. Turns out it's just a muscle strain and nothing is wrong with my back. Oh, sorry. As a sick person, I hear this and I'm so excited that it's not. So it's not like everything's normal. It's like, oh no, we have a solution and it's a less severe one. So much joy.
I resonate that after I had my son, I started having these intense pain in my head and I just convinced myself that it was a tumor and I had a new baby and I was like, I don't have time for a tumor. I was just convinced. And then the doctor told me they were migraines and there was this like bittersweet of like, she knows what it is and there's a solution for it. So yes, I can relate to that.
The next one has a comment from Sarah on it. Look at you, Sarah. Acting. I'm realizing I did not think this through of having to read people's screen names. Kokomo Josephine, I think is what this is, says, my cat demanded forced snuggles this morning, and it makes me hold him like a baby and give him kisses and belly rubs. It's the best part of my day.
I didn't know cats could do that.
Her name's Lacey, so I got excited about that. A Lacey from Ohio. Anyway, she's got cows, but she also carries her cat in a baby carrier sometimes on her chest. Yeah, so that's what made me follow her, because I was like, if you can do that, you must be. We talked about how in another life, I think I was a dairy farmer. Yeah, so there's also part of that as well. Cow.
I love this podcast. You just never know what's going to come up. I love it.
Oh, another cat one. C. Rose said, my new foster cat, who after 2 weeks is still scared, looked out the window for the first time. She's usually hidden. My heart just exploded a little bit. To feel that safety after such a long time of not feeling safe.
No, I know. Love it. For the cat, and it makes me happy for people like her that exist in the world who take in animals that are different.
Our friend Sarah Berry does it. And every time I'm like, you magical human beings who are fostering animals. I know.
So thank you to all those people out there who do it.
Annie G 123456 posted a photo of Waldo. It says, wanted customers, no experience necessary. Saw this in my local market. I like that. Makes me smile. This next one, I've been meaning to show my kids and I haven't shown them yet. It's another visual from Cook 1942. This made me happy for some reason. And it's a picture of what looks like a real sponge and a real starfish that are the right colors. That says, scientists found a real life Patrick and SpongeBob during an ocean expedition. And I just know my children are going to love that. I just haven't had the chance to show them yet. So yeah, let's see here. Cynical Medic said, I walked further today than I have in over a year. I finally trust my second prosthetic. Again, as a sick person, I know that feeling of like, I did more than I have done recently. And just the amount of pride that you can feel in that is so amazing.
And that goes right to the heart of why I am so happy about Joy Moments. We want to help celebrate those moments with you. Because I know a lot of people, they'll think, well, I didn't run a marathon. It's not that big of a deal. But it's like, no, these are the moments to celebrate. That's amazing. And we're so happy for you. I'm almost crying because I'm like, I don't even know this person.
Quirky Uncle Dave said, seeing a video from my friend showing her pet happily eating after a major surgery. The words are hard. Hold on. The theme of this podcast is just that pets are amazing and bring us so much joy. It doesn't even have to be our pet.
I think the joy for me in that is his handle. Quirky Dave.
I believe Quirky Dave and I have had exchanges in the past, and I told him I have an Uncle Dave, so it makes me fond of him already. Jasmina61 says, our kitty Max, see, we are just catting it out today. Our kitty Max is eating solid food and crunchy snacks after not having an appetite for about a week. Oh, the relief that comes with your pet doing something like this, because they can't tell you what's wrong. They can't tell you anything like that. So when you can see an actual tangible thing that they're feeling better, so good. The rest of these are very Sarah-coded. I'm just going to say that right away. We've got Mally Moses said, I went to the cottage with my little dog this afternoon for work. Our walnut tree is prolific this year. So we picked up a basket full of walnuts and raked a bunch of leaves. A low-key excellent afternoon.
Makes me happy picturing that.
You also said low-key excellent is my new favorite phrase.
Low-key excellent. Oh, I want to wrap myself in that phrase. Isn't it amazing?
It is amazing. Low-key excellent.
Oh, that's... No. I'm handle obsessed. I want that to be my new handle. Low-key excellent.
Elena Evening Star said, a woodpecker flew over my head and sat in the tree. It was very beautiful.
Very Sarah.
And our last one from Sherry Cox 96, an hour walk in beautiful sunshine. Also very Sarah Cox. These are your people, Sarah.
Well, and again, part of this podcast is also helping people understand, like, where do you tap into joy moments? For that, it's like the five senses, right? It's like outside, like, what are you seeing? What are you smelling? What are you hearing? You know, a woodpecker, a walnut, a cat, a dog. On that note, I have a funny joy moment I just remembered. So, of course, I'm friendly with my neighbors. One of my neighbors who I'm friendly with, I got a text from her at 7 a.m. And then we're friendly, but we're not 7 a.m. texting friendly. And I was like, whoa, what is going on with my neighbor this morning? And so I open it and there's a picture of two horses. She's standing in her house taking a picture out her window of two horses. She does not own horses. She said, hey, does your neighbor have the number of the person who these horses belong to? And we've met these horses before. This is not the first time this has happened. We got that figured out. And then we walk outside and my son points to the middle of the yard. What is that? And I look out in the middle of the yard, huge pile of horse poo in my front yard. I just started laughing. I laughed so hard. I'm like, not every day you have a pile of horse poo in your front yard when you don't own horses.
I love the idea that these horses are, I want to write a children's book about them now because they're serial escape artists, right? And in my mind, they're like Todd and Kathy, just these like honorary horses getting out and being like, well, let's go walk around, I guess. Like, they were not going to go far.
The first time they were at another neighbor's house that we met them, when the owner came, yeah, she was very nonplussed. She's like, yeah, they do this. I'm like, she should be passing out her phone number to everyone in the area. My husband and I were joking that there should be a QR code on the horses, like branded, so you can just scan your phone, scene, and enter your coordinates.
Since we've been so cat heavy, I would like to share my own experience of a cat getting out. And it was when we lived in our old house, and it was before we had Luna. It was just Indy. I was taking Indy for a walk. So Indy is like a 80-pound black Lab/Pyrenees mix. He was a big boy, very sweet, very gentle, but he sucked on the leash. I just want to say that. Like, he just wanted to pull and go everywhere. So we were really working on leash training. So we are walking down the street, Indy and I, and at one point I look across the street and there's a black cat staring at us, like laser-eyed, looking, staring us down. All right. And so I'm like, okay, well, I think it was in front of us. So we crossed the street thinking, I don't want to deal with that cat. I don't know what Indy's going to do. He was the rescue. We're still, you know. And so we crossed the street. Well, unbeknownst to us, we crossed closer to this cat's house. And so the cat naturally, apparently, is very protective of its space and starts following us. It crosses the street and starts following us and attacking Indy's back. Like, this small cat is, you know what I mean? And Indy's like, he's like, I don't want to be a part of this. I don't want to be a part of this narrative. If we want to quote Taylor Swift, like, he's getting attacked with this cat on his back. And I don't know what to do. I'm still a newish dog owner. I've never had cats. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? So my solution was get the F out of here, right? So I take him and I'm just trying to get him down the street. And he's trying to go with me, but the cat is following us, attacking him. And I'm just trying to get us out there. And out of nowhere, I hear, Mr. Beans! And this man comes just chugging down this running, comes, picks the cat up, looks at me and says, sorry, and just walks the cat back to his house. And I'm just flabbergasted. No other acknowledgments of it. I see the house that they go to. That's when I realize, oh, okay, we actually went towards his house. I think he may have said he hates dogs. Like, that's it. Like, that is the only amount of information that I got. And so Indy and I are just like, did that just happen? Like, I are both very confused looking at each other and that kind of thing. thing. So we go home and tell Joe about it. And then naturally, Mr. Beans is always out now every time we walk. But now that we know each other, we can suss it out and that kind of thing. But yeah, I will never forget this man hauling it down the street, yelling Mr. Bean over and over again.
I want that to be my new phrase. You know how when you want to swear, but then you don't want to swear in front of your kids or in public? Yeah. I want that to be my new swear.
Mr. Beans!
Yeah. I have a funny memory. My grandparents' house, they always had multiple cats who always came in from unique situations. So they were kind of half feral. Not feral. They were not interested in people. They were nasty. I didn't grow up with nice cat experiences. Anyways, they always had a standard poodle, which is like a big dog. One of their poodles, it was so funny. You could be sitting in one place and you'd watch this dog just casually walk across like the room. Then you could kind of see him. He'd key in on a cat. And he would just kind of like almost like playing tag. He would like pretend to like tag the cat. And then the next thing you know, the dog is running in the opposite direction. And then the cat runs in the opposite direction. And then if you just sit long enough in this one room, all of a sudden, like the cat would run back in and the dog would run. It was like watching a cartoon. You just had to sit in one place. But the dog would always antagonize the cat. And the cats did not want to play. That cracked me up.
Oh, pets. Mr. This is a pet themed episode now.
Oh, yeah. I read the newsletter this morning and Lacey cracks me up with the picture of the cat looking at the ball. And then it was here. This cat is, what did you waiting
I said, this for? This is me and Sarah waiting for you to submit questions for us for No Shame in Our Game. We're the cat, you're the ball. I think I overexplained it a little bit. Yeah.
If you have a joy moment you want to share, if it doesn't even have to involve animals, please don't misunderstand the premise of this show. Anything that brought you joy. If it was a pile of horse poo in your front yard that you weren't expecting, that's great. I can relate. If it's anything else that made you laugh, made you smile, just we want to celebrate those joy moments with you, because then it makes your joy moment last longer, and then it might bring joy to somebody else. How beautiful is that? And then we'll go on to the whole world and the whole universe. I'm only half joking.
I know. Head to joyfulsupportmovement.com/submit to submit joy moment and also any of the other things for our podcasts. Thanks for sharing joy moments with me today, Sarah.
Thank you, Lacey.